what Jehovah we need protects us and comforts us. Verse 6 says that God does so tenaciously. God's love is overwhelmingly generous and passionate. When we think about this, it is a great source of comfort and peace, even when we are facing uncertainties and difficulties. When we started to sense God was telling us to move, and we started thinking about where we are to go, well, there was a temptation. It was to start looking for what we thought to be the safest or the most comfortable place to go. But God always shifted back our focus on the real question, where and how could we serve Him best? We don't have to look for the best place for ourselves, because God Himself watches over us. Now we are in France, we get weekly emails from the Japanese embassy that tenaciously warns us, watch out for the yellow vest demonstrations, and be mindful of high risk of terrorism. That sounds pretty dramatic. It is true that there are some challenges from living in an unfamiliar environment. But please don't think we are unhappy. In the morning, I enjoy walking to a bakery to get freshly baked bread. But ultimately, neither good things or challenges have to be our focus. We want to focus on trusting God. His goodness and love will chase after us. He's our good shepherd, and He is in control. So we can have peace wherever we go. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. And as we face challenges, it's so easy to be overwhelmed by our circumstances. So please help us focus on you and focus on your tenacity. Your love and goodness will chase after us. You are the source of our peace and comfort. So Lord, please help us learn how to trust you wherever we go and whatever circumstances we are in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. I do have a few questions that I'd like to ask you, and could you please tell us, our congregation, a little bit more about your decision to make this move from Japan to France?
So it was about 2 years ago we started praying about our future, how we could serve God as an international family. Jessica is French, I'm Japanese, and our daughters are French, Japanese, and our giftings. And then also, yeah, for example, Jessica, she was always wanted to keep studying theology. We did not know where that would be. We saw the wisdom of spiritual leaders and concretely explored some possibilities. We are in the fog for a year. In September 2018, everything fell in place suddenly within a few weeks. I found out about OMS Diaspora Ministry in Europe. Jessica found out about the opportunity to join the E-Free Church in France and study at the seminary close to Paris. So that's how those things happen.
Okay, another question. Can you provide an update on your Japanese church plant?
So before we decided to make this move to France, we knew that there were going to be many changes in our church plants. About half of the congregation of about 20 people, had made plans to move for various reasons. For instance, one lady got married to an American from Illinois, right? Mm. And so she was waiting for her visa, and there were other families who were planning to move. So it was clear that we were also to move away, then the decision was made that the remaining of the congregation of Fuchinobe Community Church was going to join the mother church called Grace Chapel. It's actually Tomoki's parents who are pastoring this church. And it's about 20 minutes by car from where we were meeting in Fuchinobe. So about 8 people joined Grace Chapel, and now they are actively involved there, and it's good to see that.
Okay. Tell us about your new home, and how is it different from where your previous town?
So we are living in a city called, in French, is Orléans, and in English, that would be Orleans. So that's the old Orleans. New Orleans in Louisiana was named after the same Duke of Orleans. It's a city I had never been to, although I grew up in France. It's famous by the battle that took place against the British armies many centuries ago. So Joan of Arc led the French armies to free France and Orleans and France from the British army. So in Orleans, there are many things that bear her name, streets and churches and even coffee shops. So it's a prehistorical town. And our apartment is in the historical center. It's an small apartment with a funny shape in an ancient building. So the walls are not straight, and it's interesting. It's also close to Alyssa and Talia's future school, which is going to be convenient in September.
A lot of history there. Tomo, tell us about your new ministry, and then Jessica, if you could tell us about your new ministry also.
So I just started to be involved in OMF's ministry. OMF stands for Overseas Missionary Fellowship. OMF is working for Asian people, and OMF in Europe is working for Japanese diaspora and returnees in Europe. My ministry with OMF has three dimensions. And firstly, evangelism. So this is for Japanese expatriates in Europe. And interesting, but Japanese people are much more open spiritually to the gospel outside of Japan than in Japan. And in France, there are many Japanese people, but there's only one Japanese church, which is in Paris. And so there's a great need of reaching out Japanese people in France. And secondly, that's pastoring. And Japanese Christians in Europe have a great need of pastoral care and leadership. They do not easily join local churches, and some people would travel a couple of hours to attend Sunday service in Japanese. And there are few pastors and missionaries to minister them in Japanese. So that's the place I can help. And thirdly, training. So before Japanese Christians go back to Japan, I'd like to help them be well prepared so that they can serve actively in local churches in Japan. As they go back to Japan, they face big challenges to keep their faith. It is common that they quit, it's sad to say that, but if they quit their faith because they feel Japanese churches are completely different from churches abroad, almost a different religion. So I want to help them go through the smooth procedure to a Japanese local church, so I can tell them how Japanese churches look like and what kind of differences are there, And my pastoral experience in Japan for 10 years is going to be very helpful. So that's my ministry here.
As for me, I started a pastoral internship at the beginning of this month here in Orleans. So that's the Evangelical Free Church of Orleans. So I grew up, when I was growing up in France, I grew up in the Evangelical Free Church. So that's a connection with the Evangelical Free Church now. So it's going to be a year where I can learn how to do ministry in France, in French. Last Sunday, after I spoke in front of everybody, some people told me I had an American accent. So I was a bit surprised, but yes, I guess I have to learn to get used to speaking in French. From September, I'm also going to go to seminary. It's a seminary, evangelical seminary near Paris, and I'm going to do the last year of the master's degree there, actually over 2 years. So it's going to be a pretty intense year, I think, very interesting.
How have Alyssa and Talia adapted to their new home?
Yes, I think they've been doing great. They really enjoyed riding trains and planes. And now when we have a day without any specific activities, they say they're bored. So I think they need to get used to a slower pace of life. But they like adventure, obviously. And there's also a small park near our place, and it's been good for them that they can go out and be loud there. So from September, they will, of course, start school. The school year ends in March in Japan. So Alyssa is out of school since last March, and then she will start elementary school in September. And then Talia will start school, I mean preschool, in September too. So it's going to be a big change for both of them. We could sign them up in the same school, but actually they'll be on different sites. So initially they were planning to have one school building, but they're under construction and it's not going to happen. Everything takes long in France. Nothing goes according to plan. So eventually they'll be on separate sites. So we're a little bit worried about Talia because that's going to be her first experience with school and long school days in France from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And she's just going to be three. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, it isn't just in France where things don't always go the way they're supposed to. But and how are you connecting with your new neighbors?
So we've been here just for 2 weeks, so we have such a limited experience. But as Jessica said, we have a nice little park just very close to our place. And so that's a nice place to get connected to people in the neighborhood. So Alyssa and Talia get bored, and so we take them to the park. And being parents is a great connecting point. We have common things raising children, so we can talk to the parents naturally. And also children, they don't care nationality, races, and different languages. They can just play together. So that's a great place to be connected. And also, it hasn't happened yet, but from this coming September, I'm going to study French at the University of Orleans. And they have many exchange students from Japan. So I'm looking forward to building building good relationship with them, like eating sushi together or doing sumo together. And then also then sharing my story with Jesus with them.
I think just for Tomoyuki, by simply being Japanese, he's going to attract many Japanese people who want to speak Japanese, for instance, but also for many French people who are really interested in Japan. And there are quite many French people like this. And that was not here, but when we were, the Saturday after we arrived in France, we were in Alsace and we went to a park and we hear kids speak in Japanese. And then there was a whole Japanese family who was living about 20 minutes from where we were staying. And they had been in France for 4 years and they were coming from the town that was right next to where we were living in Japan. So, I mean, Japan is, you know, fairly large, and that was quite interesting to have them. So we thought, oh, that's so interesting that, yeah, there can be this kind of connection that we don't even prepare, but there are Japanese people, it's easy to talk to them. It's easy to immediately take their contact information, which we cannot do in Japan. So you know, we're looking for this kind of connection to happen here once we get a little bit settled.
Okay, lastly, I'd just like to ask, what else do we need to know and how to best pray for you? What prayer concerns do you have that we can pray here for you as you make this transition?
So from this coming September, all of us will be students. I'm going to go to university. Jessica will go to seminary, and Adisa, elementary school, Talia, preschool. And so it's going to be a huge change for our family. And so please pray that we'll get adjusted well and also enjoy a new relationship there. So that's for our school life, that's our first thing, our first prayer request. And then the second prayer request is for our finance. We are lacking one third of the support we need at this point. And so please pray that God would provide for our needs. So those are our prayer requests.
Well, Tomo and Jessica, on behalf of Akron Grace EC, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning so we could learn more about your ministry and the work that you do for our Lord, spreading the gospel. So before we say goodbye, I'd like to have everybody bow their head for a word of prayer so we can pray and continue to pray for you and support you. And again, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we had together with Tomo and Jessica. And Lord, that you would meet their needs financially, physically, and emotionally, spiritually, Lord. And this is a huge transition. And give them peace, Lord. And like they shared this morning from Psalm 23, Lord, you are a shepherd, and you will watch out over us. You are the good shepherd, Lord, and we are your sheep. And Lord, again, thank you for the wonderful work that they are doing in their lives, and watch out over them, and Lord, take care of them. And thank you so much for putting them in our lives, Lord, as we do continue to pray. And Lord, thank you so much for them. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.